This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. This morning, I am thinking about how God can put our life's calling in place long before we even desired it. Recently, I shared that Be Moments hit the 1-year mark, which caused me to think about how God began to prepare me for this work long before a year ago, or even long before I had the desire to teach and talk about God's Word. In fact, several years ago, I was in a real slump, and a girlfriend said, "It's finally time that you turn to God's Word." And it felt like a tall task initially because I was not a Bible reading person. There's always been a Bible in my home. It's likely set on the nightstand next to the bed. I would also get one or two scriptures from the pastor's sermon once a week, and that was it. But one day I walked into the bedroom and I looked at the Bible and I felt like it was also staring back at me. And I knew that God was saying to me, "It's time for you to pick it up." And I knew I couldn't take on the task of saying, "I'm going to read it from beginning to end." So I just said, "Father, if you're really speaking to me, let me turn to a passage that is relevant to me right now." And I turned to Jeremiah 29. And for the first time, I read Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans that I have for you." I knew that he was speaking to me in that moment, and I have never put it down. And the words that I use to inspire me are, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." Philippians 1:6. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So what great work has God started in you, but he's still waiting for you to take the leap?